The Smoke. Surah Al-Dukhan. Themes of the Surah. Emphasis on warning of the awaiting punishment through threatening the rejecters of the punishments of the world and the hereafter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ameen.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Hamim. The discussion on similar letters has already passed in Surah Al-Baqarah.
وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ.
Verse number 2. Allah takes an oath on the Qur'an, which clearly explains the path of guidance towards the truth.
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ.
Verse number 3. Indeed, I revealed the Qur'an on the night of decree. It is a night of much goodness. Indeed, I warn through this Qur'an.
فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم.
Verse number 4. On this night every precise matter related to provisions, lifespans, etc. are decided which Allah is to make happen that year.
أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين.
Verse number 5. I decide every precise matter of mine. Indeed, I'm the one who sends the messengers.
رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Verse number 6. O Messenger, I send the messengers through my mercy for those whom they are sent towards. Indeed, may I be glorified, I am the hearer of the statements of my servants, the knower of their intentions, none of them are hidden from me.
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين.
Verse number 7. He is the Lord of the heavens, the earth, and whatever lies between them. If you are convinced of that, then bring faith upon my messenger.
لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين.
Verse number 8. There is no true deity except him. He gives life and causes death. There is no one that does that except him. He is your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers before you.
بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍّ يَلْعَبُونَ.
Verse number 9. These idolaters are not convinced of that. Rather, they are in doubt about it and distract themselves from it with the falsehood they are in.
فارتقب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين.
Verse number 10. So, O Messenger, wait for their punishment that will come soon, a day when the sky is clearly filled with smoke.
يغشى الناس هذا عذاب أليم.
Verse number 11. It will cover the people, and will be said to them, this punishment that has afflicted you is a painful punishment.
رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ.
Verse number 12. They will then beg their Lord, asking him, O our Lord, turn the punishment that you sent upon us away from us. If you turn it away from us, we will believe in you and in your messenger.
أَنَّى لَهُمُ الذِّكْرَى وَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Verse number 13. How can they take heed and repent to their Lord now, when a clear messenger came to them before, and they knew of his truthfulness and honesty?
ثم تولوا عنه وقالوا معلم مجنون.
Verse number 14. They turned away from believing in him, and said about him, he was taught. Other people taught him. He is not a messenger. They also said, he is a madman.
إِنَّا كَاشِفُ الْعَذَابِ قَلِيلًا إِنَّكُمْ عَائِدُونَ.
Verse number 15. Indeed, when I turn the punishment away from them for a short while, they will return to their disbelief and rejection.
يوم نبطش البطشة الكبرى إنا منتقمون.
Verse number 16. O messenger, wait for the day when I will seize the disbelievers with the greatest seizing, by entering them into the hellfire on the day of judgment, wherein they will live forever. I will take retribution from them for their disbelief in Allah and rejecting his messengers.
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَجَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ كَرِيمٌ.
Verse number 17. And verily, I tested the people of Fir'aun before them, and their noble messenger came to them from Allah, calling them towards his oneness and worship. He was Musa, peace be upon him.
أن أدوا إلي عباد الله إني لكم رسول أمين.
Verse number 18. Musa said to Fir'aun and his people, leave the Israelites to me, because they are the servants of Allah. You have no right to take them as slaves. Indeed, I'm a messenger to you from Allah. I am trustworthy in conveying what he has commanded me to convey. I will not take anything from it, nor add anything to it. Beneficial points. 1. The initial revelation of the noble Qur'an upon the Prophet was on the night of decree. 2. The night of decree is in the month of Ramadan. 3. The teachings of the Prophets free the weak from the grasp of tyrants.
وَأَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي آتِيكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُّبِينٍ.
Verse number 19. And do not show arrogance to Allah by leaving his worship and assuming superiority over his servants. Indeed, I will bring to you a clear proof.
وَإِنِّي عُذْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ أَن تَرْجُمُونَ.
Verse number 20. And I have sought protection in my Lord and your Lord from you killing me by stoning.
وَإِن لَّمْ تُؤْمِنُوا لِي فَاعْتَزِلُونِ.
Verse number 21. If you do not believe in whatever I have brought, then leave me alone. Do not approach me intending harm.
فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ مُجْرِمُونَ.
Verse number 22. Then Musa supplicated to his Lord, this nation, i.e., Fir'aun and his people, are a criminal nation who deserve a swift punishment.
فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ.
Verse number 23. So Allah commanded Musa to take his people away at night, and informed him that Fir'aun and his people will pursue them.
وَاتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوًا إِنَّهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُغْرَقُونَ
Verse number 24. He also commanded him that when they all crossed the sea, to leave it standing as it was, because Fir'aun and his people were to be destroyed by drowning in it.
كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ
Verse number 25. How many gardens and flowing springs did Fir'aun and his people leave behind?
وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ
Verse number 26. And how many farms and beautiful places did they leave behind?
وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ
Verse number 27. And how many lives of luxuries they used to live did they leave behind?
كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ
Verse number 28. Whatever has been described to you happened to them, and we made another nation, i.e. the Israelites, inherit their gardens, springs, farms, and structures.
فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ
Verse number 29. Neither the heavens nor the earth cried over Fir'aun and his people when they drowned, nor were they given respite to repent.
وَلَقَدْ نَجَّيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينَ
Verse number 30. And verily, I saved the Israelites from the humiliating punishment, because Fir'aun and his people would kill their children and keep their women alive.
مِن فرعون إنه كان عاليا من المسرفين
Verse number 31 I saved them from the punishment of Fir'aun. Indeed, he was an arrogant one, from those who transgressed the command and religion of Allah.
ولقد اخترناهم على علم على العالمين
Verse number 32. And verily, I selected the Israelites knowingly over the people of their time because of their many prophets.
وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا فِيهِ بَلَاءٌ مُبِينٌ
Verse number 33. And I granted them miracles through which I gave strength to Musa, and in which there was an obvious blessing for them, like the Men and Salwa and other than them.
إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ لَيَقُولُونَ
Verse number 34. Indeed, these rejecting idolaters will say, denying the resurrection,
إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا مَوْتَتُنَا الْأُولَى وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُنْشَرِينَ
Verse number 35. It is only our first death that we will die. There is no life after that, and we are not going to be resurrected after this death.
فَأْتُوا بِآبَائِنَا
Verse number 36. O Muhammad, if you are truthful in your claim that Allah will resurrect the dead alive for requital and accountability, then bring back to life our forefathers who have died.
أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَمْ قَوْمُ تُبَّعٍ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ أهلكناهم إنهم كانوا مجرمين.
Verse number 37. O Messenger, are these denying idolaters stronger and more resistant, or the people of Tubba, and those after them like the Ad and Thamud? I destroyed them all. Indeed, they were criminals.
وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ
Verse number 38. And I did not create the heavens, the earth, and everything between it in just an amusement.
مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
Verse number 39. I only created it due to a profound wisdom, but the majority of idolaters do not know that. Beneficial points. 1. It is obligatory for a believer to seek refuge of his Lord, to protect him from the plots of his enemies. 2. Supplicating against the disbelievers is legislated when they do not accept the call and fight the callers. 3. The universe does not grieve over the death of a disbeliever because of his insignificance to Allah. 4. The creation of the heavens and the earth is due to a profound wisdom which the heretics are ignorant of.